message.
In today's fast-paced, ever-evolving world, how we approach challenges and setbacks, it can make all the difference in our personal and our professional lives. Whether we are striving for success in our work, pursuing new skills, or simply trying to navigate the many challenges of daily life, adopting a growth mindset is one of the most powerful tools in our self-development toolkit. Instead of a fixed mindset, which assumes our abilities are static and unchangeable, a growth mindset is all about believing that our abilities and intelligence can be developed through dedication, effort, and learning from our mistakes. Now, it sounds great in theory, but how do we actually put this mindset into practice? Well, there are a number of ways. I'm going to touch upon a few since our time is short. One of the core principles of a growth mindset is seeing challenges not as threats and obstacles, but as opportunities to learn and to grow. Now, listen, it's natural to want to avoid difficult situations, but when we approach them with curiosity and a willingness to learn, it opens us up to new possibilities. It helps us to really build those muscles. Now, this means that we are going to have to reframe our thinking, right? So instead of saying, this is too hard, we can ask, what can I learn from this? Now, when we encounter difficult situations, which we are all going to do from time to time, we can consciously remind ourselves that growth comes from pushing beyond our comfort zone. So rather than avoiding challenges, we can look for them and welcome them. We can challenge ourselves by taking on a new project at work, learning a new skill, or facing a personal fear. The more we challenge ourselves, the more comfortable we will become with growth. For example, if we are learning a new language and we are struggling with pronunciation, instead of avoiding speaking in public, we can embrace those potentially embarrassing moments as practice, because every stumble brings us closer to fluency, and over time, our confidence will grow, and that's what we call growth in action. Now, many of us shy away from feedback because, let's face it, it can feel like criticism. But if we have a growth mindset, feedback is viewed as a valuable tool for our improvement. Whether the feedback is positive or negative, there's always something to learn if we approach it with the right mindset. That means we have to put our ego aside. If we listen without an immediate response and without defending ourselves, hey, we might receive some valuable information that is going to help us grow. When someone offers feedback, we can ask follow-up questions to better understand how we might improve. So don't wait for feedback to come. Learn to ask for it regularly, because this shows other people that we are committed to growth and to improvement. A key component of a growth mindset is persistence, knowing that failure and setbacks are just part of the learning process. We shouldn't be discouraged. People with fixed mindsets often give up easily when they encounter difficulties. They see it as a sign that they lack talent. But if we have a growth mindset, we understand that resilience is what allows success to happen over time. So adopting a growth mindset isn't just about positive thinking. It's about fundamentally changing how we approach life, challenges, and success. When we embrace challenges, when we learn from feedback, when we persist in the face of failure and prioritize effort over talent, we unlock our true potential. A growth mindset creates an environment where continuous improvement and personal development are possible. It allows us to achieve goals we once thought were out of reach. So remember, our mindset shapes our reality. So choose growth and watch as your life magically transforms.